again, this is where I'll need a little bit of your help, because I have kind of the gist of the idea, but I understand we're going to be talking about something that rose up out of your Deaf Strategic Alliance, correct? This is something you're working on, a database or kind of a collection of information about, I'm struggling for words here, so you'll have to help fill me in, but this is basically a tool, right? This database that you're developing?
Right. So there's actually, I was at some of the genesis of the idea behind this comes from another meeting of a partner organization, I think familiar with both MNN listeners and with people connected to DOOR. The organization's called Missio Nexus, and there was they have an annual meeting, and which I attended because DOOR is connected to Missio Nexus, and it's a great resource of information. And there was a speaker that got up and began to talk about the senses of the body. And when you're in school, you hear that the body has five senses. We all grow up hearing that, but it turns out the body has more than five senses. And this isn't meant to sound strange or new agey or like science fiction, but in fact, there are senses that we have that are the five senses that everyone's familiar with, sight, sound, taste, smell, and touch, just can't account for. And one of those senses is called proprioception. And the idea is actually simple for people to understand. So anybody listening could close their eyes. Now, if you're driving a car, that's not a good idea, so don't do that. But if you close your eyes and hold out your finger and touch your nose, for most people, that's a very easy thing to do. But if you were to close your eyes, hold out your finger, and try to touch someone else's nose, you would notice you'd have a lot of trouble with that. So there's a sense that we have a knowledge of where the various parts of our body are in relation to one another and how to connect them together. And that idea, that same idea, translates into an idea that as part of the body of Christ, many times, various areas of the body of Christ are unaware of the activity that's going on and who is where and who is working where. And ultimately, if we're to function well in the body of Christ, we need to have that sense of proprioception. We need to have that sense of, okay, who is, you're working there and you're working there, and how can we connect those two areas together well, and how can we determine how partnership might be able to work, how we can support one another. And so carrying that idea of proprioception over into deaf ministry is actually a fairly new area of ministry. There are very few deaf ministries that are older than, say, 30 years old. And many times deaf ministry crops up in pockets or isolated individuals who are working within a people group in a particular area. So I'll take, for example, there may be, say, a person who's working, who realized that deaf people in Liberia lack an opportunity to get an education at a deaf school. So they felt burdened by the Lord to move to Liberia and begin to start a deaf school there, and then through that deaf school to try to share the gospel. Well, if that person is unaware of some of the other resources that are available to the deaf in Liberia, then they may be operating just by themselves. Whereas if they were connected in to other things that are happening in the country, then they would be able to be a benefit to those ministries that are already operating there. Plus, they could benefit from other resources that are already there in the country. So last September, we got a number of international deaf organizations together in the Grand Rapids area to discuss what is the current status of deaf ministry and where are people working. And we got an overall sense of some of that. But one of the things that we'd like to do now is begin to really gather in-depth data about where there are pockets of deaf ministry happening in various areas of the world. And they may be ones that are associated with larger international organizations like DOOR International, or they may be just an individual who's working in a particular area of the country, in a particular area of ministry that nobody's aware of. And we can begin to get some of that information by looking online and beginning to make some initial contacts. But we feel like putting a call out to people, asking what international deaf ministry opportunities they're aware of, and help that would help us to build this database considerably. Now, it's not just DOOR that would be gathering this information. There's another organization, it's a hearing organization, missions organization called Converge, that is also partnering on this. And then there is a deaf organization named Deaf Bible Society that has been working on a language database called Avedites. And I believe that they've had an opportunity to put out a story about that, so people can get more information about that through MNN and Deaf Bible Society. But it's hoped that all of this information could be able to be compiled and brought into one database that would be able to really have a much more robust understanding of what's happening worldwide. So all of that to say that anyone who's listening to this or is reading about this story and is aware of deaf ministry happening internationally, particularly outside the U.S., we would love to get more information about that or to get contact information for people within those countries. And people can go to our website at dooriminternational.org and through the correspondence link there, email us, or they can just simply send an email to info@dooriminternational.org, and we would love to get a hold of that information.
And we're definitely going to be praying that God uses this as one of the tools to connect the dots. I'm thinking for someone who maybe can't get involved in that, the exact connecting point of things, how is that going to translate to work in the ground, work on the ground. Sorry, my mind's going two different directions here, trying to straighten it into one. As you gather this information and as you put your database together, how is that going to help the actual ministry on the field?
Yep. So let's say, for example, kind of going back to that idea of proprioception, if I'm trying to link my finger to my nose, I really need that sense of where my finger is and where my nose is, and then being able to bring those two together. So if I go back to, for example, and this is just a theoretical example, but if there was I'll give you an actual example. DOOR has had work in the country of Tanzania for probably about 6 or 7 years. Some of that work has been translation work, helping the deaf community and deaf leaders to translate portions of scripture into Tanzanian sign language. And then we have two church planting teams that are operating in the country. Well, we recently learned that there are several other deaf ministries that are also working in Tanzania. And so one of the things that we've been able to do, gathering some of that contact information, is we've been able to bring those ministries together so that they can begin to share resources and also begin to plan strategically about various areas where they're working and where they might look toward working. So this helps solve duplication of effort. It helps solve issues where one group may have resources and another group may need them but are totally unaware of them. It may also help to lay out strategy in terms of areas of countries or areas of people groups where there currently is no ministry, and one group may not have the opportunity to go there, but may encourage another group to begin to train up a leader to send into that area of the country.
Okay, awesome. How can we pray for this this ongoing effort, this ongoing project? I mean, obviously, we're going to connect people who have the information you need. We'll connect those. But then how can the rest of us be praying?
Yeah, so the I think one of the key things is that many times I don't know if you've ever encountered this situation where you are doing one thing and suddenly God brings you into contact with somebody who seems to be working in the same area, or brings you into contact with someone who just has exactly the right information that you're looking for. And so far beyond our own plans, we really need the Lord's guidance and some of those divine appointments to happen to be able to connect with people who have some of this information. So people can be praying for us to make some of those key connections. And I think you can specifically be praying for many workers out in the field right now who feel very isolated, who feel very alone. And one of the goals of this project is to be able to connect them with other resources that maybe even right around them that they're unaware of. But they would stay encouraged, that they would stay committed to the calling that God has on their lives, that they wouldn't get discouraged, and that we and other organizations would have an opportunity to truly be able to connect them into other areas of the body of Christ, so that the body can actually do its work of various roles within places where people are ministering.
Beautiful. Sorry, my mute button got stuck. That wraps up my questions for now, though. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think, I say no and then I add. So I think one of the last things to just mention is that truly ministry, whether it's deaf ministry or hearing ministry, is much bigger than any one organization. And so we love the way that we've already seen partnership begin to unfold in this, and the sharing of information. And we're very honored to be able to serve alongside a number of other great organizations, and we want to see more and more collaboration happen out of some of these efforts as well.
All right. Forgive the lapse in the stuck mute button again. I'll end our recording.